Lost Daughters, Audible's breakthrough crime author of 2018. Written by Joy Ellis and read by Richard Armitage.
Chapter 1. For a second, Jackman lay still. Then his eyes flew open and he grabbed his mobile phone from the bedside table.
Rowan Jackman.
It's Sergeant Danny Page here, Inspector. Sorry for the early call, but we've just received a report of a body on the beach over at Dawnsmere. Jackman gritted his teeth. His present investigation involved a missing teenager.
A body, Sergeant?
There was the slightest pause.
Yes, sir. And I'm afraid it is a young woman. Although that's all we know until someone can get out there. I've got two cars responding, but I'm assuming you would like to deal with this.
Jackman was already out of bed.
On my way, Sergeant. Would you please alert DS Evans for me and ask her to meet me at the scene? And you'd better get the pathologist and some soccos down there as well.
Consider it done, sir.
His shower could wait. Jackman threw open his wardrobe and grabbed a pair of chinos, a warm shirt and a thick sweater. The coast was bitterly cold at this time of year, especially just before dawn. He pulled them on, found a pair of hiking socks, and ran down the wooden staircase and into the hall. He chose walking boots from the rack by the door, checked that he had his warrant card, mobile and wallet all safe in his pocket, and took his old barber wax jacket from the hook and pulled it on. He locked the door to his converted mill house and ran across the drive to where his car was parked beneath a covered gazebo. He rarely used his garage, preferring the option of a quick getaway. Like now. First light was a weak, watery and dismal affair. But today the chilly grey dawn was probably more appropriate than one of Mother Nature's more dazzling displays. Jackman gazed around. For a moment or two he tried not to look at the very thing he had come there for. It would have been generous to call it a beach. Dawnsmere was a bleak spot. A narrow strip of sand and dunes sandwiched between the wild marsh and the cold, uninviting waters of the Wash. But even so, it had a strange beauty, even if that beauty was lonely and austere. The thing that always struck Jackman about these long stretches of Fenland coastline was the absence of almost any indication of humanity. There were no colourful beach huts, no deck chairs, no cafes, and no amusements. Just the landscape and the sea. Right now, if you chose to ignore the presence of the police and their sad find, it looked almost primeval. Gathering himself, Jackman silently ordered his inner philosopher to retreat to a safe distance and called upon the seasoned policeman to step forward and take charge. The dead girl lay on her side, her bloated face half buried in the wet, muddy sand. Her clothes clung to her in rags, and her feet were bare. Jackman stared at the slender, narrow ankles and saw scratches and cuts etched deep into the pale skin. He looked closer and frowned. There were bruises, too. Lots of them. He tried not to get ahead of himself. Foul play was always his first thought, but submersion in water could cause massive injuries to the body. He knew only too well that the tides could buffet a frail human against rocks and debris, inflicting all manner of trauma. Jackman reached into his jacket pocket and removed a photograph. The picture showed a slim youngster with shoulder-length light brown hair. A girl with laughing green eyes, a narrow, delicate nose and a wide, toothy smile. He stared back down at the lifeless tangle of clothes and unnaturally white flesh and shook his head. It could be Shauna Kelly, but it would take more than a happy snap to identify her. He drew in a long sigh. Their missing girl had no tattoos, scars or other identifying marks, so they would have to resort to dental records, unless one of the distraught parents insisted on seeing her. Frankly, Jackman would walk over hot coals to prevent that happening.